Ann Coulter, GOP to Dems, here, take our wallet, too. By Ann Coulter on November 14, 2018. Election recounts would be more plausible if Democrats occasionally let the Republican win. But they don't. Ballots miraculously discovered days and weeks after the election. In the back seat of a car, after helpful corrections to the ballots by election supervisors, etc., invariably result in a surprise win for the Democrat. Voters are just supposed to accept that, unless Republicans win an election by an insuperable margin, the Democrats will steal it. And the thieving is cheered on by our media. Whenever President Trump has the effrontery to mention that GOP victories are being stolen by corrupt Democratic officials, the media snippily note that his claim is unsubstantiated. Thus, for example, in the first 60 seconds of CNN's Aaron Burnett out front on Monday, Burnett said, "The email from Trump headquarters, without providing any evidence, warns that, quote, corrupt Democrats are trying to, quote, steal election victories in Florida. It's a baseless claim that President Trump has been pushing for days. Governor Rick Scott is talking about rampant fraud without providing any evidence. Now, steal an election, committing fraud are big claims to make without having evidence. Hey, I have an idea. Why doesn't CNN rustle up some reporters to go and investigate the biggest story of the year? No, the burden is on random Republicans, who have jobs other than reporting the news, to produce bulletproof evidence of voter fraud. Otherwise, it's just a wacky coincidence that these recounts always result in mysterious new votes for Democrats. If a freelance investigative reporter like James O'Keefe actually does produce the evidence that our media are too lazy and biased to get for themselves, they sneer that O'Keefe can't be trusted. He's not a real reporter. What a real reporter does is call up some left-wing outfit, get a quote, and peremptorily announce that there has never been an illegal ballot cast in any election, ever. We called the Brennan Center for Justice, and they assured us that voter fraud doesn't exist. I can prove I called, I'll show you my phone records. We're not going to send our reporters on a snipe hunt. Oh, and we also got an interesting brochure on voter suppression, such as the Nazi-inspired idea that voters should know how to spell their own names. That's what we get from our crackerjack media. Journalists' phones should be taken away, so they'd be forced to do actual reporting. Here's a primer for Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan on how to deal with all the Senate and House election recounts that keep magically flipping seats to the Democrats. In 1974, Republican Louis Wyman won his race for U.S. Senate in New Hampshire, beating Democrat John Durkin by 355 votes. Durkin demanded a recount, which went back and forth by a handful of votes until the state's ballot law commission concluded that Wyman had indeed won. Wyman was certified the winner by the New Hampshire Secretary of State and was on his way to Washington, D.C., when the Senate refused to seat him. New Hampshire's certification of Wyman as the winner meant nothing, because, you see, Democrats held a majority in the Senate. The Senate spent months examining disputed ballots. Unable to come up with any method whereby they could declare the Democrat the winner, the Senate forced New Hampshire to hold another election. Demoralized Republicans stayed home and, this time, the Democrat won. Hey, Mitch. Don't Republicans hold a majority in the Senate? In 1984, Democrat Frank McCloskey won a razor-thin re-election to the House from Indiana's 8th Congressional District. The state held two recounts, both of which the Republican won. The Washington Post reported that there were no allegations of fraud in the recount, and 90% of ballot disqualifications had been agreed to by election commissions dominated by Democrats. Consequently, Indiana's Secretary of State certified Republican Rick McIntyre the winner. But the Democratic-controlled House simply refused to seat McIntyre. Instead, the House undertook its own recount. You'll never guess who won. Don't Republicans have a majority in the House for six more weeks? In 2008, Senator Norm Coleman of Minnesota won his re-election bid against challenger Al Franken by 725 votes. But for several weeks after the election, Democratic precincts kept discovering new votes for Franken, including ballots sitting in cars, as well as the write-in vote for Frankenstein, which was counted as a vote for Franken. Duh. These late-discovered ballots eventually put Frankenstein ahead by 312 votes, whereupon he was immediately certified the winner by the George Soros-backed Secretary of State. the U.S. Senate was in Democratic hands. So there was no question but that Majority Leader Harry Reid would seat the cheater, Franken. And that, kids, is how the Democrats got the 60th vote for Obamacare. 4 years later, we found out that more than 1,000 felons, ineligible to vote, had cast ballots in the 2008 Minnesota election. To state the obvious, felons support Democrats by about 10 to 1. You've already caved on Arizona, Mitch. How about taking a page from the Democrats' playbook? You don't have to go full Daily Machine. Democrats steal elections they actually lost. Republicans just want you to hang on to the seats they won.